Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Scott Berger, talking some at the boys basketball. The Blue Jays are 13-3 on the season and 8-2 in the Big 7 League. Couple really good wins since last we spoke, Coach. You beat Holton at home 45-42 and then beat Nemaus Central at home 54-41. I'm sure you feel like you could have played better. I don't know if you had really had four quarters in either game, but it was a great first half against Holton, and then you held on, and a great second half against Nemaus Central, obviously, as you had to rally to win that one. What are kind of just your thoughts overall on the way your team's playing, and certainly I'm sure pleased to find a way to get a couple big wins?
Probably the thing I'm most pleased with is just our effort both games. I feel like we really played hard for 32 minutes, and even though we went through some times maybe where we didn't score, it wasn't because of effort. So, like you said, we started strong against Holton, and then they made a charge the third quarter and closed it to one or two, and you know, we just called a timeout and just talked about picking up the intensity and going inside. The you know, the last two games, when we go inside, we're a much better team than we when we pass it on the perimeter. So we just need to continue to attack the paint and then crash the boards. And it's been a successful formula lately.
Yeah, two of those inside guys, Davis Roki had 16, thought he played really, really well last night against Nemaha, and Christian McAfee had 20, I believe, against Holton, another 12 all in the second half last night after battling some foul trouble. So, you know, those guys inside are having success, even though they're oftentimes, you know, undersized and maybe not the strongest guys in the post. But what do you see from those forwards that has you wanting to start that offense inside and give those guys more opportunities?
You know, no matter what you do offensively, like I've told our kids, when the ball's thrown into the paint, everybody in the perimeter is going to turn around and look to where it's at. And so a lot of times you lose track of your man. And it's, you know, statistically it proves that when you go in and come back out, the chances of making a shot are a lot higher than if the ball's passed on the perimeter. And right now our posts are getting it inside, and they're making good shot selection, and they're shooting very well, but they're also making good choices to dish it back out when they're double teamed. And so, you know, our guards are doing a great job getting the ball in, but our posts are making great decisions, and it's just making us a better team.
How hard is it when you have a team that's, I mean, some of these guys have been on varsity now for a year or two, but I mean, you're still a pretty young team, not playing a whole lot of seniors. But what impressed me last night was, I mean, you're down 12-2. You're still down 8 at halftime. You didn't take your first lead until, you know, the final minute of the third quarter, but yet, I mean, they didn't get away from what they should be doing. I mean, they just seem to be pretty composed. What is it about this group that just seems to not blink in some of those situations that you've been in, or try to do something that maybe they shouldn't?
That's a good question. They're still young, and so I just don't think that maybe they see, you know, what the fans would see as a big wall, like last night when we got down 12-2. And when we lost big to them the first game, I think a lot of people think that it's over. But I don't think our kids ever think that way. I think they have confidence in themselves. And we know if we play hard that we can play with anybody. And they've really bought into playing hard at all times. We really had to work on playing hard in practice. And they have responded to that challenge lately. And we're playing a lot harder in practice. And I think that's you know, just rubbing off to the game time. And so I'm just real, real happy for them, and just the way they're playing and the way they're playing team ball and not giving up. Because like you say, we've had times where it didn't look good, but yeah, they had no doubt in their mind that they could come back.
Five straight wins at Jeff West this Friday, and then against Prairie LeCompton at home next Tuesday. Good luck, Coach, keeping it rolling. We'll chat more next week.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Scott Berger of the Blue Jays. The Sabetha Locker Room Chats are sponsored by C&K Service, also by Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, and Sailor Insurance Service.